Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, your board certifiable host, here with my board certifiable co-host, Donna Lee.
I thought it was certifiable, but I can be board certified.
That's right.
I do have an education in something. I just don't remember what it was.
Welcome to our award-winning show.
That's right. Award-winning. We are the best men's wellness award-winning show ever.
You know what? I was nominated to be the top doctor, but I had to pay for my own plaque. Yeah. So I think that this might be fake.
No, it's not fake. We're going to get that plaque and it's going to be real.
One day I'll be noticed.
I notice you.
This is a men's health
show. We have three
show.
Listeners who notice you.
That's right.
I nominate you and I'm not in your practice.
Thank you for all
that makes it
listeners.
Real.
There you go. There you go. This is a radio show here on KLBJ News Radio. And you can
and
also
podcast.
Cast this on our podcast. We are podcastable, as she used to say, anywhere you get
famously
your podcast.
Famously podcastable. And iTunes, Alexa, anywhere you listen to a podcast.
And you know what we also do? We treat patients, believe it or not.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
We don't have time for that. We got a radio show.
For those of you that think this is our professional gig, I am, in fact, a practicing urologist. That takes up the other 99% of my week.
We had a patient call from the show. He's a listener, and they made an appointment. And they said, we really love Dr. Mystery and Donnelly's humor. And it's really funny when she doesn't get his jokes.
That's right.
I was like, what joke did I not get? But it's possible.
There's half the show you don't even understand.
What is urology again?
You know, being a urologist, we get to really touch upon many, many different specialties in medicine. Primary care medicine is one of the most important and vital ones to us because they're the ones that set the tone in the patient's mind about coming to us. And we love our primary care partner. So today we have on the show, once again, Dr. Georgianne Freeman, the downtown doctor.
Welcome.
Thank you
so
much.
Sounds so sexy. The downtown doctor.
It is sexy. It's a sexy brand.
It is a sexy brand. I'm stealing it. One day.
The downtown urologist?
What? Oh. I don't know. I'm just going to take the cross. That's really good.
The orange cross is pretty good.
The orange cross is pretty good. So in our last segment, we talked a little bit about what to look for in a primary care provider, what could a patient do to prepare for they're seeing their primary care. But I really wanted to talk this time about something that you do that's somewhat unique, and that's the concept of IV hydration.
That's right. So whenever you call 911 or you go to the emergency room, almost no matter what's happening, the first thing that's going to happen for you is that you get an IV. Why is that? That's because fluids are super important, and no one knows that more than you, Dr. Mystery.
That's
because
right.
You are the plumber of the human body.
That's right.
That's not sexy at all.
Hey.
Fluids in, fluids out.
In most of those movies, the plumber
the
does
plumbing.
Come in.
Yeah, the sexy plumber.
I'm here to unclog the pipes.
You're right. Oh, boy.
So, IV hydration therapy in part of standard medical practice, you're right. From a urologic standpoint, all of our patients pre-op, you know, we want worry about their hydration status. We worry about their hydration status after surgery. We worry about it when they have prostate problems. We worry about it when they have overactive bladder, go to the bathroom too often. They try to limit their fluid. And then, of course, kidney stones. It's such a quick and rapid way of getting therapy into you. You can do more than just put saline, right?
That's right. Folks at home are used to drinking water or drinking fluids orally. When you do that, it goes to the GI system or your gut, right? And the gut is very selfish and the gut will take most of the fluids. So when you get an IV, the needle is put into your arm. And by the way, it's a needle introducer. So as soon as you have that in your arm, the needle is withdrawn and then you just have a little plastic soft catheter. So when you're sitting there getting an IV, there's not a needle in your arm the whole time. I like to point that out because a lot of people
don't
realize
that. Oh, yeah, because it's off-putting to even think about that.
So then you get that fluids going through your veins. The fluid goes directly to all of your other organs, not just your GI tract. So the fluids cross what we call the blood-brain barrier, which is this really cool thing that's in your skull. Oh, my God, I get chills thinking about it.
So Dr. Nerdy.
That's awesome. I like that. We like
yeah.
it.
Yeah, doctors are nerds.
That's right.
So that's why when you get an IV, your brain starts to feel better. You get more clear-headed almost immediately. And rather than just a plain salt water or saline bag that you might get at an emergency room or on the truck because they're cheap and they're quick and they do what they need to do. But if you come into the downtown doctor clinic, we might give you a bag that has a potassium base that can help with muscle aches and different things. Quite frankly, potassium is pretty amazing. We don't have to get all into that. We could. When people have migraine headache disorder, we might give them an IV bag that has magnesium in it. Magnesium can be super helpful for migraines. Other things, in addition to what Dr. Mystery was explaining, that are dehydration-caused urinary tract infections. Just not feeling well, having a headache, having a low buzz headache. Your skin might be dry, you might be a little constipated, your urine's real dark. I know we like to talk about dry vaginas in urology. Mm-hmm. Hydration. So the IV is a great way to get quickly hydrated and well hydrated. I do get asked frequently, is it a hangover cure? Yes, it does make people feel better when they're hungover. It doesn't cure your hangover. You're going to be, hangover's a hangover, but it'll make you feel a whole lot better. Is it cheating? That's for you to decide. We don't get into the ethics of it. I just like to make people feel better because that's what doctors do.
Will you serve them a Bloody Mary while they're having their hydration?
No, ma'am.
You talk about the cheating, quote unquote, aspect of IV hydration. And I think that where that comes up is a lot of athletes before big races and even after big races hydrate intravenously in order to avoid cramping and things of that nature. And this is a big, not now because of corona quarantine, but one day soon, we're going to go back to being a big outdoor town that loves to do races and this is not Olympic trial level stuff. I mean, if I'm going to run my first marathon and I'm worried that I'm going to cramp up and have some trouble, then IV hydration may be a wonderful thing to consider prior. And even if you're an established athlete, this is not a cool climate. We get hot here in the summer.
Yeah, that's a great point. I like to encourage folks that when they're training, that's the time to come in and get used to the IVs so that post-event, you'll know what it feels like, you know what it looks like, and then you can come in and get hydrated up. It's super helpful against the cramping, gets you back to exercising quicker, better for your tissues. It's not cheating. It can be part of your program.
You mentioned several of the interesting vitamins and chemicals that you can put in the IV bag. I think that's really important. If you take it to the furthest level, if you are ill, if you have low sodium, if you have low potassium, and you're in the hospital, this is what we put in you. But this is when you've already reached a point where you're ill, like you're sick. This is not what we're talking about. If you have a condition that you think will get better from hydration, I think kidney stones is such a great example.
Yeah.
We get patients that call us and say that I'm having pain from a kidney stone. Sometimes we're forced to send them to the ER for a bag of saline, and they have to incur a huge cost.
But you're not really forced to do that. You could send them to me.
That's what I'm saying. And I think that if you are out there suffering from a urinary tract, that's a wonderful thought you had. If you are suffering from a urinary tract infection, I bet you an antibiotic will make you better in a day or two. I bet you a bag of saline is going to make you better within a few minutes, really.
Yeah.
Just to be able to dilute the inflammatory reaction that's going on in your bladder, an active kidney stone. I love the idea of the chronic migraine, chronic muscle cramps. I think there's so much good that can come from it. Who are people that shouldn't get IV hydration?
If someone's fluid overloaded, so there is a condition called congestive heart failure where the heart, which pumps the fluids in the body, that if the heart muscle is weak and someone is fluid overloaded, you wouldn't want to necessarily give them an IV. There are times when someone in CHF does need an IV, but we don't have to go down that rabbit hole. So when you get an IV, I recommend going to a place where they have what's called a doctor. A doctor is someone, a medical doctor, went to medical school. And will know if someone maybe shouldn't be getting an IV. And thank you for bringing that up, because the Hippocratic Oath, the first thing is do no harm. We don't want people just getting IVs. It's kind of like the B12 shots. People come in and they maybe want to buy a B12 package from me. And I say, let's look at your B12 level. I sell the package, yes, but I would rather know that you really need it. Let's not buy something that you don't need if you don't need it, right?
I think that, as we get more and more down this pathway of click or fad medicine, and now almost anybody can do anything. For us, it comes down to shockwave therapy for erectile dysfunction. I always tell people, if that doctor does not treat erectile dysfunction, then they shouldn't be doing something to your penis. And so, if you really are looking for something, maybe look for a doctor that's doing it, because they probably have the knowledge base to make the most effective decisions for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. Your website again?
www.freemanmedicalclinic.com or www.hippohydrate.com for the IV therapy, which we do run under the same business, under the same roof. We also will come to you, your home, your house. If you're vacationing, we'll come to your hotel room and give you that IV directly. We'll come to you.
Hippohydrate. Nice. How do people get a hold of us?
You can call us at 512-238-0762 during the week. You can ask for me. Our website is armormenshealth.com, and you can email us or Dr. Freeman to armormenshealth@gmail.com, and we will be right back.
The Armor Men's Health Hour will be right back. If you have questions for Dr. Mystery, email him at armormenshealth@gmail.com.